Welcome to the Executive Series. I'm joined today by Mark Ronan, who is the Chief Executive of Adairs. Mark, thanks for joining me.
No problems. Great to be here.
So at the end of February, you released your latest half-year results.
Yep.
Sales were up, profit improved, you're paying out a bigger dividend.
Yep.
And this is all in a retail environment that's, I think, fair to say, quite challenging. So can you take us through what the drivers were for your result?
Yeah, I mean, it was a terrific half for the business. We really focused on delivering great product to customers at the right price. And ultimately, we sit here talking about a challenging retail market, but at the same time, what we're seeing is good product sells, really focus on that good execution of solid retail foundations, and you can still deliver great growth, even in a market that many consider to be a bit more challenging than it once was. So, you know, we got good growth out of stores. Stores grew plus 2%. We got great growth out of our online channel, up 42%. So, making sure that we were putting an offer together for the customer, both in terms of product and where and how they wanted to shop, really delivered a terrific result across the entire season.
So sales overall up around 10%, but,
yep.
but you mentioned online sales, and that's really, you know, what blew the, you know, shot the lights out, I guess, 42% growth,
yep.
making up a bigger part of your business as well. So have you done anything differently in that online space to drive that result?
Well, I think online, we've really made sure we support it with inventory. So as it continues to grow, making sure that the customer has all the options available online. So we've probably found that trying to chase our tail with online, you know, last year we were up 99% for the same period. So online continues to grow, and trying to make sure we're really bolstering that with good inventory behind it, such that when customers hit the website, they've actually got the full range of offer to actually shop from, has really helped drive sales across all categories within the website. Further, things like kids, you know, picking out particular areas where we can expand product offering. Kids product, there's not a heap of room in store, so allowing some extra options online, allowing customers to pick from those options online. And if you shop in store, you can also buy them via home delivery via our store network. So making sure that we really have a true omni-channel experience for that customer has meant that our online sales have grown because we're able to hold more stock in the warehouse to support those online sales. And then flipping that back just to good customer execution, good customer experience. And we've had a team really focused on search engine marketing and optimization and making sure we're doing that at a really cost-effective way. You can throw a lot of money at marketing to get people to your site and maybe not get the profit that comes out the bottom of that. But what we've been able to do is better optimize our marketing in that space to drive more traffic to the site, leading to increased sales, but also at an increased profitability for the business overall. So a terrific outcome on the online space.
Would it be a continuation of this moving forward as far as your strategy goes for the digital space?
Yeah, I think we continue to see online as a real growth channel for the business. Obviously, there's customers choosing to shop online and more are choosing to shop online. So how we support them via making sure they've got the offer there, making sure there's more options available in there. And the beauty of online is you're unlimited by walls. You know, at the end of the day, we've only got so much space in a store in order to offer product. So by giving extra options into that space in categories that we're already famous for, we've got the ability, as I said before, to sell them in store via home delivery, but also more importantly, that online customer has the ability to see them, shop them, and get them delivered either to store or into there into the future. So, you know, we're really happy with that. We'll look to add click and collect over the next 12 months, I think, into that business that actually adds another element to that experience online. So, our online growth isn't limited. You know, I don't think we're getting anywhere near the ceiling. We've got lots of opportunities, lots of options, and it's all about good execution of those options and making sure the customer experience doesn't get denigrated over that time whilst you're trying to try things. You know, how do you keep the business really flying and online is making sure that great customer experience is there and you keep tweaking and changing and enhancing that offering online via good product and good experience rather than via big discounts.
Let's talk about New Zealand.
Yep.
It's been a market that has had its challenges in the past, but you've managed to turn it around with the profit ahead of schedule.
Yep.
So can you tell us, you know, what you did to turn the business
yeah,
around?
Yeah, well, we talked last year at the end of the half, or end of the full year results, sorry, that we really needed to fix the supply chain in New Zealand. We were having all sorts of issues with the supply chain, and we did a bunch of work in the second half of last year to actually make sure that we got that supply chain to a point where we thought we could actually deliver stock into store the way we wanted to deliver stock into store. And that has been well executed over this half. So actually we're excited for New Zealand because we didn't think that just fixing supply chain would get us to the spot we're in today. Mm-hmm. So that really puts us in a good spot to continue to make some ongoing improvements in that supply chain. But more so, we're now in a spot where we can start to think about ramping up some marketing, improving the brand awareness in New Zealand because we know the supply chain can support that. and that should lead us to extra growth going forward. So, you know, we've still got a few things we want to tweak and change and get 100% right, but I really see there's starting to put ourselves in a position to turn on New Zealand and crank the handle now that we've got the back end engine actually working to support the stores, such that we don't end up with a poor customer experience. I saw this online, I'm now in store, it's not here, I can't get it for you. Trying to make sure we get that really good customer experience via setting up that supply chain. I mean, it's almost embarrassing to say that's all we did, but actually to get it right and to get it ahead of schedule actually sets us up for great growth in New Zealand going forward, and you know, puts us on the track to open more stores and start to build that market out.
Sophia, as far as your international expansion goes, you're just going to focus on New Zealand at the moment, expand there before moving elsewhere?
Yeah, I think so. I think at the moment, I think there's lots of opportunity in Australia. Yeah. So there's a real world where international expansion is exciting and a bit sexy. You want to go over and open new stores, but there's so much opportunity in Australia and New Zealand, and things that we still want to keep working on and improving. You know, we've got some supply chain issues that we want to sort out in Australia to really support better service to our online customers and our stores even. So working through some of those things over the next 12 months will put us in a position to really be able to have a good look at what other markets we should be going to and open up options for different ways of going to them rather than, you know, maybe opening stores, maybe online marketplaces, wholesale, concessions within the part. You know, there's lots of options. So what I think we'll do over the next 12 months is put the business in a position where it can look at any one of those options and we'll be able to support it rather than work the other way and open up. I mean, I think our lesson from New Zealand was we opened the stores and then we've worked out how to do the back end afterwards, which has hurt us for a couple of years. We're going to put ourselves in a position to be able to look forward, and in the meantime, let's make sure we maximise the opportunities that sit in front of us today, which, and you know, there's still good opportunity in Australia and great opportunity in New Zealand. So if we get those two really flying, we can then really start to look at what we can do offshore after that.
Mm-hmm. So over the half, you opened some stores, you closed some stores, but you also, can you talk us through the store upsizing strategy and what your intentions were when you did that, and how you think it improves customer experience?
Yeah, I mean, the store upsizing strategy has been a big part of what's driving good growth in the business. And what we're doing there is taking smaller shops from 150 to 200 metres and trying to blow them out to 400, 500 metres. And when you think about what Adairs sells, the great opportunity we've got there is we go from selling sheets and towels and quilts and pillows to the whole home decorator look and allowing customers to see a lot more product. So the great example of our expansion strategy, we've got a terrific store up in Chermside in Queensland, and you know, these sorts of stores are really delivering great numbers. So when we look at the economics of one of these upsized stores, we sort of sit there and say, well, if we can double the store space, we think we grow sales about 60%, but we get a much better labour operating metric happening within the store, and with that we then end up back at about a 30% growth in store profit on that upsized store as it contributes to the business going forward. And the beauty of that is it means that in the past we might have thought we needed to open a homemaker store in that area or a bigger store in that area, and now you've got two stores that you're running, double the rent, double the labour cost, and what you can do is operate a really efficient and effective store model by growing that store, offering the extra product in that store, and making sure that we have all the other pieces of the puzzle working, and we end up with a highly profitable store and delivering great ongoing growth for the business rather than getting capped out at the number of stores that we're at today. So we still think there's stores to open. Yeah, there's still 20, 30 stores that we should be in and places we should open. But on top of that, we've got this upsizing strategy that sees us able to go back through our portfolio and create more profit out of our existing stores within the network.
Okay, makes sense. Well, thanks very much for joining me, and good luck for the full year.
No worries, thanks.